Ksuvas Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Av Zakai Bevitoi Bekedusha. The Av is Zocha in the Kedushin of his daughter. The Kesef, Bishtar Uvabia. Whether it's Kesef, he keeps the Kesef. And the Rab brings, like it says in Gemara in Kedushin, the drush is by an Ama Ivriya, when she leaves her master, it says V'yotachinam Ein Kesef, that there's no money left over with the master when his Jewish maidservant leaves. The Diyuk is Ein Kesef Ladam Zeh. This master has no Kesef, Al Yesh Kesef Ladam Acher. The Gemara darshins, there's another master, when she leaves him, he does have money still, and that's the father. When he marries her off, he keeps the money. Shtar also, he can keep the shtar, he can do whatever he wants with the shtar, he can use it as his covering to his cups or whatever. Uva Bia, also the father, has the reshus to Mikadasher, to another person through Bia. Vizakai Bimitsiyasa, and something that she finds, he keeps. And that's because, like the Rab brings, because of Eva, there shouldn't be any type of resentment or ill will between them, because he's supporting her and all that. So therefore, what she finds should become his. And this is a Din Darabanan. Uva Maisi Odea, and also the work that she does, the father is the one that reaps the benefits. This, by the way, all these cases we're talking about before she's a Bogeris, while she's a Ketana and a Naira. So Maisi Odea also go to the father. And the Rab brings, because the drush is that the Torah says, V'chi yimkor ish es bito la'amo, when he sells his daughter as a maidservant. And the drush is that just like an ama, her maisi adeh, her work goes to her master, so too, a person's own daughter, the reward for that work goes to the father. Uva faros nedara, and also he can be made for her neder, if she makes a neder, and that's obviously learned out from a pasuk, binure besavia, that's a dindi araisa. Umikabal is gita, and a father can accept a get on behalf of his daughter. This is dafka get from Erison. Once there's nisuin, though, her father has no rishus over her, so if she's totally married to somebody and there's nisuin and she went under the chuppah, then a father cannot. But by Erison, he can, and it's learnt out from a hekish, where it says by a woman that if she gets divorced, v'yotzav ha'hoysa le'ishacha, she goes to another marriage. And then just like a father can marry her off, even to the second guy, as long as the first guy was only divorced by Erison, so she's still under the father's jurisdiction. So just like it says v'hoysa le'ishacha, so there's a hekish that just like a father can accept kedushin for his daughter, so too the yatza. It could also be done where the father could have accepted the get for his daughter. Ve'enu ochel peres b'chaya. But if she happens to have nechasim that yarshin to her, let's say through her mother. So let's say it's a case where her mother died and then her grandfather died from her mother's side. So in that, her father wouldn't have anything to do with that. And if she yarshins this, the father has no peres from that. He can't take any of the benefits from those items. Nises, but when she gets married, Yasar alav Abal, the Baal has more zechuyos, she'ochel peres b'chaya, because he can eat from the peres that she brings in, the nichsei melug, so he can have benefit from them, as long as they're married. And the reason is, the chamer misakin, like we've said in the past, that this chus is his, keneged his chiyuv, that we're going to soon see, that he has to redeem her if she's ever held captive. So because of that, because he has to redeem her, the chachamim gave him this zchus that he has benefit from her nechasim. And he's chayiv to be mefarneser, to give her mizonos. It's machlekes whether that's diaraisa. There are other things that the Torah says, with ksusa and ona, marital relations, he's chayiv, the husband, and also he's chayiv to give her clothing. And Taisentiv goes into why these were left out. Bipir kainan, he has to free her if she's held captive, like we've said. Uvikfurasa, and also he has to bury her. But Tanakam is mashma, just the burial, but the other part of the procession, and this is the way the Gemara learns, if her family wasn't noeg to pay for more than just a simple burial, her husband wouldn't have to pay for that. However, Rabbi Yehuda says that even the poorest Jew should not be denied from two flutes and the woman that's wailing. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda holds that even though she's now dead, and the husband had the ability and his family was wealthy enough to support this, but now she's dead and one would think that it doesn't continue anymore, Rabbi Yehuda says it does continue, and he still has to do these things. And Taisyander brings the Ram that says the halacha here is like Rabbi Yehuda.